I agree.
Huh?
I'll agree.
What about the fella that walked into the pub, you see, and he had already had a good few, you see.
Yes.
And nobody was taking any notes of him. So he walked over to a fella and he says, what were you saying about me? And the fella said, we weren't talking about you at all. He said, yeah, I heard you talking about me. No, we weren't talking about you at all. So he went away anyway. He came back again and he says, why weren't you talking about me? Is there something wrong with me or something?
That's good. But I mean, without ever you gave them, that's my idea. I'd listen to the man. He's entitled to his faith. Any man's entitled to his faith. Indeed.
Exactly.
More especially as a public house
keeper. Oh, yeah, he's got to do it.
Because if he can put his hand in his pocket and pay for what he wants, he's in good shape, you know, that's the point of the present environment.
That's right.
Yes, at the counter, if he's able to put the hand down, pay for what he wants for his company, he's as good as President Hillary.
Wow.
And better.
Right here.
And why is he here? Because he has as good a salary.
That's right.
Now,
Pat, what have you learned in your long life?
Well, I won't say that I learned a hell of a lot. But I can tell you that I earned a good living habit.
I believe that.
I did. I saved half a small money. And I don't regret it. I got blessed it. I spent 41 years in the one job. I'm retired at the age of 65, and I have 5 good years spent in retirement bad one room here.
Nothing wrong with that, is
it? Huh?
Nothing wrong with that, is
it? Nothing wrong with that. I got it into the tax last August, and I went to a couple of doctors. And the second one I went to examine him, a young doctor, and I suppose in his 30s. And he said, I hope I'll be half as good as you, he said, when I get to your age. And I mean that, he says.
I believe it.
Now, and he asked me what kind of a life did I get. Well, I tell him, I said, if everyone in my class had got the same life as I did, see, the doctors would be in the door, I said, and not the workmen. No.
That's
what I told you. I believe it. Well, he didn't. You only caught in that note, too.
I believe it. That's great.
But then he could move. And I tell you, any man that went down here, turned the day, wait, and enjoyed it. He should never go back and close over.
I am. What kind of work did you do, Pat?
I worked in every show in the room. For 41 years.
That's a lot. Made you tough and hard for them.
That's for sure.
And I have decided 25 miles to work.
Really?
I did. But I started off work. I cycled between 20 and 25 miles to work.
To work?
Yeah, to work and the same back in David.
And you're kidding.
And I got the cow tail my back from my dinner.
And I'm on the one.
What you see?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
You lived here in Queen?
I lived 10, 15 minutes walk from here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What's going on? Is that my harp over there, Tom? Or is that someone else?
I don't know.
That is good.
Break down. How close are we closing?
Well, don't come in. That's the point.
Don't ask that terrible word.
She knows she had it.
I know. I read it.
Remember, what did you say in American law?
What you say.
Remember that. Be careful what you say, it may be held against you.
Exactly.
It'll be hard to get you in South Carolina, yeah, but not here. They won't be able to get you in South Carolina.
People will really enjoy
it. And you will be too. That's the end of the year again. You see, now the disability is not going to work even
there. Him and I have got 8 children. She's got 6, and I've got all the rest. And the children are going to love these tapes. That's what these tapes are for.
They're really going to love it.
Let me see if I can get him singing.
Up in the old mill window there, and I hear a lad too, blowing his love with fond and true. But the maid was cold. Up to him and all he vowed, when he bade her be my bride, scornfully she replied, "Don't be cross in heaven, don't be cross, dear one, with me. I can never share your lot, but still, forgive me not. Now she is the miller's daughter, wars have somehow passed the mill. Not so youthful a lad of yore, she is cold and proud no more. When she sees her old love pass, from her window, smiling sad, but to her glances and her smiles, scornfully he replied, "Don't be cross if don't be cross, dear one, with me. I can never share your lot, but still, forgive me not."
Thank you. There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature's lavished its bounty in the archer of Greenland. I love East Cathedral City, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears the hand of your bosom, the ashes of Brian Borough. It's my own Irish home, fell across the foam, although I've oft time lifted,
in farmland's storm, no matter where I wander, through cities, near and far, sure me heart is at home in Old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. I've traveled a part of the county, from Newtown Fort Hill across McGlynn, around by the gap of Mount Murray, and home by Blackwater again. What's that for them? When the eyes are so gay and so happy, none fairer in here and go round. But where they can court them, like the pines from the county Armagh, it's my own Irish home, far as the foam. Although I've all-time left in farmland's to roam, no matter where I wander, to cities near and far, sure me heart is at home in Old Ireland, in the county of Armagh.
Did the girls sing
tonight? You fucking spend anything on the men's business. Cheers. Good evening to you.
When the tone was not together, there was tone at anyone that had written the book alone.
Yeah.
Because as I said, anyone that was here was as good as me and better.
You did it right.
And then it was just I'll be outside the book, your girls are case quite to the chemist. If that's on, we throw more tough in the fire, won't we?
Yeah, it's a great song. Can you sing?
I could kink him in the
ear.
That's the very one.
Yeah, you too.
That's a great one.
Push to it.
And then he said he wanted a horn.
Like McLaurin, I find.
Yeah, but like
McLaurin. Yeah, like McLaurin would always.
Yeah, but right, yeah, I give him that name, that's the same thing. And he said he wanted a horn.
Oh, my name, it is Patsy Maloney, from the hillside near Clonmacron. It was there that I first met old Darlin, that I now can really call my own. She lived with her father and her mother in a cottage quite close to the mill. And wherever in life I may wander, I'll think of that Darlin spot still, Mary Ann. Sure, I'll think of that Darlin spot still. Throw more turf on the fire, Mary Ann, for the weather is dreary and cold. Throw on the big sun, Mary Ann, for we're growing both weary and old. And we'll talk about times, Mary Ann, and the struggles in life we've gone through. Let them talk. The world right upside down. It will never change my love for you, Mary Ann. No, it will never change my love for you.
How are you, sir?
Oh, remember the days long ago, love, when we walked by the shady boreen, and you whispered sweet, sweet words of love in my ear, as we sat by the murmuring stream. We watched the blue smoke as it curled in the air, in your father's mud cabin down by, and you vowed that you always would love me, which I knew by the glance in your eye, Maria, which I knew by the glance in your eye, throw on the fire,
Marianne.
For the weather tis dreary, it's cold. Throw on the big sod, Marianne. For we're growing more weary and old, and we'll talk of old times, Marianne, and the struggles in life we've gone through.
Let them turn the waters right up. Side down, 'twill never change my love for you, Marianne.
No, 'twill never change my love for you. Now, littles, be pleased and contented, and hand me my good old doodine, and we'll drink a health to the neighbors around with a strong glass of Irish poteen, Marianne. With a strong glass of Irish poteen, throw more turn
on the fire, Marianne.
For the weather is really cold, throw on the big shot, Marianne. For we're growing more weary and we'll talk of old times, Marianne, and the struggles in life we've gone through. Let him turn the world straight upside down. 'Twill never change my love for you, Marianne. No, 'twill never change my love for you.
You can drink your Marianne. You can drink your
Marianne. Marianne is a great old treasure than my
dear. Yeah,
that was a good one.
You
can
hear that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
She didn't get a day older.
Marianne. Not a day older. In fact, I think she's younger than she was
last time. She's thrown in
the hard hole. Oh, she got somebody to cut it. As long as she has someone to cut it for, she's all right.
Mom, we've got to sing you
something.
Oh, I
thought
it was next to you.
I'm not a solo. She said you live in Washington, huh?
She
said, no, she lives.
Oh, she's very young to be going to the nightclubs out there. The pubs in Washington.
No, and our father won't be going with his party.
I do. All right, bye-bye.
There could be another one in team with Mama's team.
Yes. Zippy has another one.
I have a son of a long time, so I'm coming again.
That's perfectly all right. We accept them all.
What?
Oh, this clock of Nick Sullivan's down in the bar. It gave up keeping time when he started on drop. It got into the habit of drinking strong wine. And it often struck 8 when it should have struck 9, rally bar, the la 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 la. It often struck 9 when it should have struck 8, and it often struck 12 when it wasn't so late. It often broke out in the middle of the night and kept hammering away till the clear morning light, rally bar, the la 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 la. Well, when it went to the devil, Mickey took her down and he hitched up the pony to take her to town. He wanted it fixed by a man from Tralee, but that very same day he was on the spree round he found the man. So he next took her down to a smith and found lane, and when going home the old clock went insane. It struck everyone on the road as it met, and I'm told it struck Nicola to death when he found the land. When he came at it home, he stood up straight. He eyed the young spring, saw the hammer would bait. He dusted it out and adjusted the bands, and he tightened the screws with the paws of the towels round the bottom of the land of Galilee. Well, he then hung it up on a sixpenny nail. He went for a weapon they called it a flail. When I went to stop him, he told me, watch out. And he said, I'll break it without any doubt, and he followed along, darling. Well, it stopped one fine day in the month of July, and those that saw it, they couldn't say why. From the nail on the wall, sure, it suddenly hopped to the flank of the fire, and was there, sure, she stopped, and he followed along, darling. McKean went to the door, and he shouted aloud, for to gather the neighbours on some kind of crowd, and those that had weapons bring arms and sticks, and those that had could break it with kicks, round his arms, and they all rushed inside with big sticks and clubs. All the houses were emptied, and so were the pubs. They gathered round it with stick and with rock, and they soon put an end to McSullivan's mad clock, round the bottom of the narrow, la 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 la.
And he vowed he would be true, and from her breast she gave to him a bun. Pressed him to his heart, he swore beside what hell be tied. With them he ne'er would have. They were only a bunch of violets of blue, fresh, fair and fragrant, like diamonds in the dew. It was ours in a field of battle, a soldier lad was slain, and on his breast a withered bunch of violets were laid. He gave them to his comrade, his life blood flowing fast. Take him back to her, he said. I warned him to the land. They were only a bunch of violence. A violence so blue. Fresh, fair, and fragrant. Like diamonds in the dew. And when she got those violets, he was on her wedding day. And an old man's gold had won her heart from a true love far away. And now amid her tear loves, she sees her lover fall. She pressed those violets to her lips as he sang at the ball. They were only a bunch of violets, violets so blue, plucked one day in a garden gay by lovers.
Patty. Are you Alan? Your man,
boy, yeah.
That's free tea, you know.
That's nice.
Well, your man got a drink from me, don't
you? Oh, that's fine, because I was going to ask him if there are any cards around here.
Yeah.
This is his John. That's his picture.
Oh, that's your picture?
No.
Yes, it is.
Back here, Willie. That's
it. Which one?
We can do it. Which one is it?
No. Well,
which one, yeah? I'm just being modest, I'm sure.
Brittany. Yeah, Mike is here. I didn't see that happening of that long time before.
Uh-huh.
You see that crack and the singer and the musician.
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah.
But if you give £1,000 another day, you wouldn't get that musician here.
Probably.
No, yeah. He's with the running to see it now.
Can I ever forget the sweet home with the friends of my youth as we ran well along? Neath the green mossy banks and wildflowers. And when in the evening shone a sinking torrent, shed the gold.
I
know that's
in the evening on the world, the wild is his friend. On the bench of my own lovely the mirroring of lover, the wild is his friend. On the bench of my own lovely oh, what joy should be mine ere this light should decline. To seek shelter on thy sea gilded shore, when the steel feathered eagle he battled the brine, with longing for freedom once more. Oh, all the sonnet I wish for or pray, is that my lad's crimson drop be for thee. To my friend the grass on my poor father's grave, on the banks of my own lovely. To my friend the grass on my poor father's grave, on the banks of my own lovely.
Are you working in the room that shouldn't have?
Maybe somebody else singing.
That's a tempted job, you know. Is someone making more clients on the way,
Steve? Do you want to sit over here?
Give it to the national. You could get someone of planes and park and better one to give us one. We did. Give it to them. The tool is in there. 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 An old man gave me a photograph.
An old man gazed on a photograph. In a locket he'd a worn for years. His nephew then asked him the reason why this picture had caused him tears. Come listen, he said, I will tell you, my lad, a story that's strange but true. Your father and I at a school one day met two little girls in blue. Two little girls in blue, lad. Two little girls in blue. They were sisters and we were brothers. Queen and love in two. One little girl in blue, lad. One your father held. Became your mother, I married the other, but now we have drifted apart. This picture is one of those girls, he said, and to me she once was wild. I taught her unfaithful, we quarreled, my lad, we parted that night for life. A fancy of jealousy around the heart, a heart that was born and true. For no two better girls ever lived than me, those two little girls in blue. Two little girls in blue, lad. Two little girls in blue, they were sisters and we were brothers. We're on to love and joy. One little girl in blue, lad. One your father had. Became your mother, I married the other. Now we have drifted.
Okay. You're going to do this one. Yeah, I'm going to take it. Take your voice. Pick your time. Oh, yeah. I'll put it right here.
In the day the carpet stood back to be told, the little man called Marcus Brown. He was well to do, had a neat little wife, but the ones of a family caught in great strife. They ramble and tangle and hide the land, and ramble and tangle and hide the day. Things every day grew worse and worse. He consulted his mother's own family nurse. Thrice of dumb breath was her reply. Why don't you repent me? I will try with me. Randall and Randall and hide it. Randall and Randall and hide it. Being pleased with his nose away he went and bought a box of this ointment. Only gone without delay. His wife put some on the very same day, but he ran the little man, next morning to Mr. Brown's surprise, his wife was ill, she could not ride. She lay on the bed, the midwife came in, and she threw away to the dead image of him, and he ran the oh Lord, says he, will she have another? When the drop of the ointment fell on the floor. Oh Lord, says he, will she have more? In less than an hour she had 24. And where he kept his cows and grass, someone stuck a dog in the big jackass. He lay on the ditch and then party was stole, and he burst in his side and he strided the fall. He ran and 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 ran.
Yeah, yeah.
He bought the place.
I'll sing one if you all will accept the fact that I can't sing on key. Okay? I don't want any grimaces because I don't know I'm not on key. That's true. On the gate in this order, in Monroe, Virginia, saying Pete, you're way behind time. For it's 9:38, but it's old 97, you must get her in center on time. So he turned and he said to that black breezy barman, just come in a little more cold. And when we talk through that wide old mountain, you will see old 97 roll. It's a very rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, and a line on a 3-mile grade. It was on that